EU ministers meeting in emergency talks in Luxembourg on Tuesday agreed on steps to stabilise the situation for European banks under threat from the global financial crisis. At the heart of the agreement is a pledge by individual countries to raise the guarantee for customers' savings accounts to a minimum of €50,000. That's around double the amount currently provided in most countries, including the Czech Republic. The move is aimed at calming savings account holders and, by turn, renewing confidence in banks hit hard in the ongoing crisis. Jan Wellinger has more.
So far, this is a crisis that has passed the Czech Republic by, but that doesn't mean safety measures won't be adopted. EU finance ministers agreed on Tuesday on a number of steps aimed at providing stability for banks and for reassuring savings account owners, everyone from individuals to small businesses, that their deposits are safe. At stake, raising the deposit insurance limit country by country to €50,000 per deposit, more than double the limit of €20,000 until now set by the European Union. In the Czech Republic, the limit has been slightly higher, €25,000. I asked Pavel Mertlík, an analyst for Raiffeisen Bank and former finance minister, how he saw the steps now to be taken by the Czech Republic.
I think that raising the level of insurance is much better solution than, for example, to grant general guarantees, how this was done in Germany. So I think it's reasonable. It should calm the European public, and this is the reason why this is done. The deposit insurance scheme is, as any other insurance, it's a preparation for some future possible negative developments. And as the Czech koruna is appreciating on long-term basis, some indexation, I would say, of Czech deposit insurance scheme was anyway quite reasonable because the value of the insurance declined over the last 5 years. It makes sense for the Czech Republic. It's not a real big change in terms of doubling or more increase like it is for most West European countries.
Some have countered that the move in the Czech Republic was not really necessary. After all, the country finds itself in a far different situation than some of its Western neighbors. Its banking sector largely sheltered from the crisis due to very little exposure to toxic debt. But Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek nevertheless views the move as an acceptable compromise, especially in comparison to steps by some European governments, including Germany's and Austria's, to provide 100% blanket guarantees. He went so far as to describe such guarantees, which he sees as unaffordable, as crazy. Doubling the deposit insurance was for him more acceptable, Pavel Mertlík again.
In the situation which exists in the Eurozone, the stress for increasing the level of insurance was probably very, very strong.
The finance minister has pledged to push through an amendment on the compulsory limit, changes which will be permanent, he says. He wants to push them through Parliament as soon as possible. He has also said that additional special measures will not be necessary. Leading Czech banks, meanwhile, have generally welcomed the move. On Tuesday, Česká spotřebitelna, the country's largest retail bank, said the step would, quote, stabilize the situation as well as the client's perception. Again repeating, as banking houses have here throughout the crisis, that the Czech banking market is healthy.
Jan Wellinger reporting there on efforts to renew confidence in the European financial system.